Florida lawmakers want to tighten the rules for low-income families getting cash assistance. A bill moving in the House would withhold benefits longer for those who don't meet work requirements. I'm Kate Payne. Florida families making 185% of the federal poverty limit or less can qualify for temporary cash assistance, or TANF. The vast majority of Floridians on this program are kids under the age of 18, but eligible adults generally have to meet work requirements like on-the-job hours, training, job searching, or providing child care. Now state lawmakers want to crack down on people who aren't complying with those rules. Cape Coral Republican Dane Eagle is sponsoring the bill in the House.
The noncompliance sanctions will be tighter. They'll align with the food stamp restrictions rather than the temporary cash assistance ones. But again, we're trying to make it easier to comply. Not necessarily easier, but more efficient, find ways to work with them one-on-one so they understand what it is, so they're getting back to work and back on their feet. The aim is to not sanction people. The aim is to find ways to work with them.
If parents miss work once, they would lose out on benefits for 1 month. Miss work twice, it's 3 months. Three times, it's 6 months. They would get job training and counseling, and children of disqualified parents would still qualify for a certain period of time, but eventually their benefits would run out too. Eagle's bill would also expand the places benefit or EBT cards can't be used.
When it comes to EBT cards, there are certain areas or certain places that those are not allowed, traditionally such as gambling, places where alcohol is sold. We're adding to that medical marijuana dispensaries, we're adding tobacco shops and piercing and tattoo parlors.
There are plenty of valid reasons why someone might miss work, like medical or family emergencies, court appearances, and lack of transportation or childcare. But even with those exceptions, Eagle says some recipients aren't cooperating.
So it comes to a point where people that with these changes are not complying are doing it because they simply don't want to. And if there are cases where that is not happening, we need to fix that and try to find ways to work with them. But for those who refuse to comply, who just don't want to work with us and continue this partnership, there's no reason we should be giving them cash handouts.
For reference, a state analysis shows the most a family of four could get in a month is $364. Even for those who just aren't complying, Karen Woodall says the sanctions are too much. She's with the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy.
And as we work together to try to make sure that it's a more seamless system and that people actually have the support to get the jobs and get off of the program, I would encourage us to let's give that a try first before we start increasing penalties. Because, again, we're putting children at risk of falling into the child welfare system.
And again, the vast majority of Floridians on this program are needy children. Cindy Huddleston with Florida Legal Services doesn't want them to be punished.
And more importantly, because it sanctions the children of parents who are non-cooperative for after a specified period of time for what can be indefinite or even a permanent disqualification.
The bipartisan plan has backing in both chambers, and a House committee overwhelmingly voted it forward Wednesday. But even with supporters, there are some caveats. Here's Wellington Democratic Representative Matt Wilhite.
I think we do have some people that are very concerned about some of these changes and how far they go, and their concerns about that we don't have enough data from previous research to already be moving forward. So, again, I'm going to support it going forward, but I appreciate your openness and willingness to talk about this. And know that hopefully through the process, we can make this better.
The plan has two more committee stops in the House, but it hasn't had a single hearing in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.